talking with Indianola High School and University of Iowa alum Duncan Davitt. Duncan, thank you very much for joining us. Recently drafted in the Major League Baseball draft to Tampa Bay. First of all, tell me a little bit about the pre-draft process, getting done with your college career, or at least kind of testing the waters there and kind of seeing what it would be like if your name would be selected in the MLB draft. Walk me through that process for you.
Yeah, for sure. First of all, thanks for having me here. But the process for me was an interesting one for sure. I was probably more of a fringe guy, to be totally honest, as whether I'd be drafted or not. So finishing up this past year of school, I was really just trying to have a good season, show what I could do, and then go out to a draft league out in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and some teams in Maryland as well, and just try and show off there as well, and just hopefully catch the eye of a team and get the chance.
What did you hear as far as feedback on you and kind of your pitching style and what you needed to do to be successful at the major league level?
As far as what I needed to do to be successful is just kind of more of the same and just improving the things that I'm already doing well. So it's a lot of analytical stuff, so I'll try not to get into it too much, but just throwing the correct pitches in the correct spots at the correct times is a big part of it. So yeah, I guess I would just say that just learning to pitch in this style that's fit me well up until this point and continuing to improve in that style is going to be a big focus for my future.
So going into the draft, were the Rays a team that you thought would take you, or I guess where were your thoughts heading into the draft as far as places you might be able to go or teams that you had contact with? And obviously don't go too much into that, just kind of some general thoughts there.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. So I was working with an advising agency to help me through the process, and they were essentially in charge of like figuring out which teams were interested and which weren't. And the Rays were actually one of the teams that I had never heard from up until the day of the draft. The day I was drafted, I hadn't heard from them until about 11 o'clock, and the draft started at 1. And up until then, I had not heard from them at all. And they were probably, going into that day, one of the few teams that I, like, one of the teams I wasn't really expecting to hear from. And then when I got the call from their scout telling me that I had been drafted, it was just kind of a surprise to everybody.
What went through your head when you realized you were drafted in the Major League Baseball draft?
Oh man, it was a whirlwind. I mean, I've said it a bunch since. I don't think it's set in, and I would say that's probably still true. And especially in that moment, it was just, like, I guess pure joy is really the only way you can describe it. Describe the feeling. It was just knowing that you get to go play something you've been. Go do something you've been wanting to do for your entire life. I forgot to ask even all the important questions that you'd want to know when you get drafted. I forgot to ask them because I had just been drafted and that's all I cared about.
What has it been like working with Rays personnel and getting ready to compete? I'm assuming potentially here still later this summer if they get you going with that, or kind of walk me through what it's been like in that whirlwind since the draft.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, we've been at the spring training facility down in Port Charlotte since Sunday night. So we've been at the facility every morning pretty early, going through a lot of orientation processes. Like, we'll learn more about nutrition and things, sleep schedules. We've actually started learning a little bit more about some of the Latin American players, some of their stories, which has been really awesome and a really cool experience to see. So we've actually done very little on the development side of the game, and really all it is just trying to get us acclimated to the system as a whole.
I think the Rays are pretty famously a team that takes talent and kind of builds it up towards that major league level. How big is that for you to be able to join a team that is known for developing talent and finding the contributors in the draft and being able to promote them to the majors and having the success there as well?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, they're a big development program, as you mentioned, and coming from Iowa, which also develops pitchers very well, it's been really cool, and I'm really excited to get into it because of all the things that they can provide. And me being maybe a little bit later in the draft, it gives me a better opportunity with this organization than perhaps with others that can go out and spend more money on their players. I mean, it's been a focus of pretty much every meeting we've been a part of. These staff are here for us, and it doesn't matter what round you got drafted in, how much money you signed for, they're going to help develop you just the same way that they would develop a number one overall pick.
Well, last question before we let you go is, what's next for you? How did the next month or two play out before that? I think the baseball season comes to a close and you start getting ready for your first full season.
Yeah, really all I can say is that I just hope to get as used to the system as I can, just learn as much as I possibly can about what I need to do to get better and in what ways I can improve.